Welcome back to the Practice Norwegian podcast and a new little series about small things with grammar that are more like expressions, but they're very useful. So today we're going to talk about if someone asks you, can you do this? Will you do this? Or are you driving? And then if you answer, yes, I will, yes, I can, yes, I do. It sounds a bit confusing, but that's a very simple rule to this. So first I'm going to go through some examples and then you can fill in afterwards. So the first one is if you say to somebody, kan du sykle? Then you would respond, ja, det kan jeg. So overall, on all of these, you can always reply the same thing. So if someone says, kan du sykle? Ja, jeg kan sykle. Vil du spise? Ja, jeg vil spise. But there's a smarter way or shorter way of doing this, which is in the first case here, ja, det kan jeg. If someone says, vil du spise? Ja, det vil jeg. Sykler du til jobben? So do you bicycle to work? Ja, det gjør jeg. So here you say, yes, I do. Er du sulten? Ja, det jeg. Yes, I am. Reiser du om sommeren? Do you travel in the summer? Ja, det gjør jeg. Har du en bil? Do you have a car? Ja, det har jeg. Vil du reise neste år? Do you want to travel next year? Ja, det vil jeg. So if this sounds a bit confusing, the simple rule is this. If you have a question and you use one of the four helping verbs with kan, vil, skal, må, or is and have, er og har. So you're like these six cases. Kan, vil, skal, må, er og har. If you use those in the question, you just repeat that word in the answer with ja, det vil jeg, det kan jeg, det skal jeg, det jeg, det har jeg. All other questions, you just say det gjør jeg, I do. So we can try the fill-ins now. If someone asks you, må du rydde? Must you clean up? Then you would say, and all of this is like, ja, det, and then the blank, and jeg. So må du rydde? Ja, det. So if you're guessing, good, må. Ja, det må jeg. Because you have må in the question, you say, ja, det må jeg. Next one, vil du dra hjem? Do you want to go home? Or will you go home? Ja, det. Good. Vil jeg. Ja, det vil jeg. And then, har du tid I morgen? Do you have time tomorrow? Or have you time tomorrow? And the response is, ja, det. Good. Har jeg. And then, er du glad I dag? Are you happy today? So, er du glad I dag? Ja, det. Er jeg. Yes. And a few more. Kan du spille gitar? Can you play the guitar? Do you know how to play the guitar? But you start with kan. Kan du spille gitar? And then you would say, ja, det kan jeg. Next one. Drikker du kaffe? Drink you coffee. That's how you say, are you drinking coffee? Drikker du kaffe? And then you say, ja, det gjør jeg. So here you have the, yes, I do. It's similar to English. It's almost the same, but not quite. But in this case, it's the same. Do you drink coffee? Yes, I do. Spiller du musik? Do you play music? Ja, det. In the blank. Mm, gjør jeg. So you can just think, is it, kan, vil, skal, må, eller har in the question? In this case, no. Then you just put gjør. And two more. Kan du snakke italiensk? Can you speak Italian? Ja, det kan jeg. And the last one, har du drukket kaffe I dag? Have you had a coffee today? Have you drunk coffee today? Ja, det har jeg. Great. So that's all for this little episode. So just remember, modal verbs or helping verbs and er and har, you repeat the verb. All the rest, you just say gjør as I do. Okay, so we're going to end it here and hope this was a little bit helpful and useful. It makes conversation easier when you can just reply more quickly and you sound a lot more like a native instantly. It's really it gives a good impression, so it's a nice little thing to kind of get a grasp on. Okay, so now we're gonna stop, and then just as always, thank you so much for listening, and see you again soon.